But hold that point. Hold that thought, because I do want to come back to that. All the stuff you just said is why we should feel optimistic. If you go to the doctor tomorrow and you find out you have cancer, you might feel sad, but it's actually a good day because you found out about cancer, and it's better to know so you can do something about it. The reality was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You have cancer. After knowing it, you're in a better position to improve your life and to make real changes. That's how I see this whole problem with Israel. We didn't understand this on the left or the right about how much influence Israel had over American politics. Some did. Glenn Greenwald has been like sounding the alarm on this forever, as have people like Anna Kasparian, but like Cenk Uygur. But it's been a smaller group. This wasn't something that was either known or accepted, I guess might be the better word, by both parties in America. And it is now. That doesn't mean they're not going to still win some battles, especially on Republican elections, because Republicans are still close to this lobby and in bed with them financially. But this is the beginning of the end of that. The incredible response to 10/7, what Israel did in carpet bombing Gaza, and now Beirut, by the way. And getting America, actually getting America into a new Middle East war, leading our soldiers to be killed, you know, endangering another generation. This is going to be held against them. The Americans are awake now on the issue of Israel. You're truly included.